Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we bring them to you today here on the Players Platform Show. And today we have a great guest, one of the top offensive linemen. He ended his career with the Georgia Bulldogs, but he began his career with Rhode Island. But with that said, it's Tyler Catalina. Tyler, we appreciate your time. We know you're a busy young man. You're getting prepared for pro day and all those things that come with being a prospect. But can you believe, you know, your collegiate life has kind of come and gone, and now you're preparing for the next level?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And thank you guys for having me. You know, walking through the door as a freshman, you know, you never expect your time to come when you're playing your final game. But when it hits you hard.
And I'm curious. I mean, I believe you start playing as a true freshman at Rhode Island. Is that right?
No, actually, I was a redshirted freshman. But
are you redshirted?
4 years after that.
There you go. And what's that like making the jump? I mean, you're a high school kid, and then you kind of learn the ropes, and then you obviously establish yourself very early on, and obviously it leads to you playing with, you know, in the SEC. But I mean, what was it like just making that leap from high school to the next level?
You know, it's always bigger because in high school you're a big, strong kid. You can kind of just push your way around, and then you get up to that next level, and everybody's the same size, if not bigger. So you just have to learn quick how to use technique to help you out, and you just got to be tough.
Right. And have you always had the size? I mean, growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee days, I mean, were you always the bigger kid?
Yeah, for the most part, I was. My brother, who's actually about 5'7", my older brother, he's about 5'7", he was about 2 months, for about 2 months he was bigger than me, and that was it, after I was born.
Dude, that's so crazy that you said that, because I might be, 5'5", and my brother is like 6'3", and he's my little brother. And, you know, I always joke around that if I was going to get in a fight, I would get my little brother after you. So you're thinking, oh, my God, this guy got to even be 5 feet, the guy that you're getting to come after me. But lo and behold, you know, if you see my brother, obviously probably not as big as you, but compared to me, I mean, he's, you know, it's like, the, you know, the Jolly Green Giant, for God's sake. But that's funny that you have the size. And yeah, so, and obviously your other brother, he missed the boat on the jeans there. So, I mean, growing up, I mean, obviously a lot of positions, but when you kind of find yourself on the offensive line and obviously, excelling enough where you know it's going to get you noticed at the collegiate level?
Yeah, you know, I actually didn't pick up tackle football until my freshman year of high school.
Wow.
So when I started playing my freshman and sophomore year, I began with the varsity team my freshman year, and a lot of the coaches told me that I had a lot of potential. And, you know, I didn't see it at the time, but once I realized that I could, you know, play the next level, I took it as serious as I could and just kept grinding the whole time.
And then obviously, the rest is history. So, I mean, leaving high school, I mean, what other schools were looking at you? I mean, how did you know Rhode Island was going to be the best fit for you?
You know, it's actually a pretty long story. So out of high school, I took high school kind of as a joke. Thought football was going to get me everywhere I needed to go. Didn't really put the time in the books. So after that, when I realized that no big-time schools, I had a lot of D2 schools looking at me, I decided to go to prep school after that. And so long story short, my grades, it didn't work out like I thought it was going to be, because the grades couldn't affect my GPA. I had to take the SAT a bunch of times before I could get cleared by the clearinghouse. And after that, Rhode Island and Central Connecticut were pretty much the only two teams that stuck around, and I just chose Rhode Island because it was a better fit.
Nice. And obviously you capitalize on that. And Rhode Island's probably very thankful for being diligent and believing in you as a student athlete to kind of maximize the education and you on the field as well. So, man, so we're at the Rhode Island part. So when does the Georgia Bulldogs, chapter of your life, how does that evolve?
I finished up my redshirt junior year at Rhode Island, went and asked my head coach for my release, and I sent out a little 5-game highlight tape from my junior season, and sent it out through social media, had my brother working overtime, sending it to coaches, and it worked. I mean, I had over 30 offers from schools all over the country, 7 SEC offers, and I just fell in love with Georgia. I thought it was the right fit, the coaches and everything.
That's awesome. Once again, Tyler Catalina getting it done and having his brother help him pump out that game film so he gets bigger and better offers. 7 SEC offers, as he just shared with us. That's impressive stuff. So now you're at Georgia. Obviously, you established yourself. I mean, why do you think all those schools, wanted to get those 30 offers, 7 from the SEC? I mean, what do you do at the offensive line position? I mean, what are those characteristics and abilities that you bring where they want more of it?
I just think it's athletic ability and toughness. I showed that for the 3 years I was at Rhode Island. I showed that I can in the 1A games that we played every year. I showed the ability to play with that level of talent every play. So, it was just the hard work and dedication that I put in that I think really stood out to these guys.
Nice. And I'm curious. I mean, in terms of I see different variables on the internet, and I know you probably got weighed in at the NFLPA game, but what's your height and weight right now?
6'4", 330 pounds.
Nice, nice. And is that 330, is that kind of probably playing weight for you? Or kind of, maybe you've bulked up or tried to shed weight since you've been at Exceed Performance working out?
I'm bulking up right now because I plan on moving inside guard center. I know that's probably where my future lies at the next level. But it's been all good weight. I'm moving well, I'm moving fast, and I'm just excited to get down to Athens on March 15th.
Yeah, definitely, and it's going to be a great time for you. Obviously, the NFLPA invite was, one of the top invites you can get for a collegiate kid. What was that like going out to, Los Angeles and being able to kind of rub elbows with scouts day and night?
Oh, I mean, it was a tremendous experience. For my first time out in California, getting to spend time out there, it was beautiful every day. Just being able to, play with other guys from different schools all over the place, making new friends, getting to talk to scouts, having the pressure and having to perform and practice every day with another guy who's going 110% because he's trying to do the same thing. It was just a great experience overall.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, the opportunity to kind of have those guys, see up close, be able to talk with you one-on-one and find out, what you bring to the table. And it goes a long way in this process. And that's one of the reasons they do it. We kind of talked about one of the, some of the things you do well in terms of just being tough and athletic. Is there anything that, these guys need to know about you that film doesn't reveal? I mean, leadership qualities, game film study, maybe you're a weight room warrior. I mean, is there anything that they need to know about Tyler Catalina that is a big bonus that they may not know yet?
I'm a huge lead by example guy. My final year, my junior year at Rhode Island, I was voted team captain by my peers. I'm a huge workout guy. I love spending time in the weight room. And I've never been afraid to spend the extra 45 minutes to an hour in the film room after everybody's left. So as much as the scouts will hear that throughout the process, that's what you're going to get.
Nice, nice. And in terms of, what are some of those numbers you want to boast about in the weight room? I mean, what's your power clean? What's your bench? I mean, what are some of those numbers that kind of get everybody jacked up?
My PR for hang clean was 365. The most I've benched was 450. I mean, squat over 500. So, I mean, I'm a naturally strong kid. My grandfather was a bodybuilder in his heyday, so I like to think that I got some of his genetics in me.
Nice. And has he been able, has he ever kind of, I guess, helped you in the weight room or anything like that?
Yeah, he owned his own gym before he moved out. He moved to Montana a few years back, but whenever I would go into his weight room, he would always, help me out, give me tips here and there. But then, when you move off to college, you don't really have that much that quality time that you used to.
Oh, yeah, it's just a busy time for everybody. I mean, the older you get, the less time you have. That's why you got to really take care of the special memories and hold them dear. Once again, Tyler Catalina, the standout offensive lineman, joining us here on the C2P, also a Rhode Island team captain. That's always good to know that he's a leader of men. Men will follow him because they like what he's doing on the field. And also an invite to the NFLPA game, and he'll be at his pro day March 15, down in Athens, Georgia, getting ready to knock this thing out of the ballpark. Tyler, do you get comparisons, or is there anybody at that next level when you're watching the NFL games? You're kind of like, hey, I like this cat. I like what he does. I want to kind of play like him someday.
One of the coaches at the NFLPA game, he compared me to Whitworth, the tackle from Cincinnati.
Okay.
So, I mean, no, I personally don't compare myself to anybody. I'd like to think that I'm my own brand of football, toughness and athletic ability, and, I'm just looking to be the best.
Definitely. Well, you're well on your way, my man. And like I said, you've come a long way, and you're definitely at the pinnacle of to probably a childhood dream, or at least a dream at some point you're about to recognize come the weekend of, 27th through 29th in Philadelphia when this draft gets underway. Before we let you go, though, we always like to throw some off-the-wall stuff your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. For you now, obviously, you've been playing at a very high level, so you've probably seen your share of some pretty dominant players. Have you ever said anything on the offensive line that was kind of maybe even after the game, you kind of had a giggle at yourself because you just thought it was just so crazy what you might have, spat it out at another guy on the opposing team?
Honestly, I can't recall anything too crazy. I'm a pretty quiet guy when it comes to being on the field. I do my job. If somebody wants to start yapping at me, I'll say something back, but it's mostly what's going to happen between the whistles is where I do my talking.
Nice. For you, any game day superstitions?
No, I mean, nothing too serious. I like to stay calm. I like to listen to my music. I always pray before every game. That's pretty much it. I like to stay as relaxed as possible because, when it comes time to run out that tunnel in front of all those screaming fans, that's good enough to get you juiced up.
Yeah, I'm definitely. Yeah, I'm sure that got to be enough to get you going for sure. This is I think the question, Tyler, I think you guys enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you gonna ask to join you for dinner?
Oh, that's a good one. I'm probably gonna have to go with Jennifer Lawrence.
There you go.
Yeah. I think that would probably be my flavor right now, per se.
Yeah. I was just actually watching American Hustle the other day. I think her character in that movie is so great. I mean, she's yelling at him about bringing the microwave into the house to poison the food. I mean, just classic stuff. And obviously people are familiar with Georgia football. Coach Smart, he's the man in charge now. Does anybody on that roster, maybe you or a teammate, do a great impersonation of Kirby Smart? And if they do one, will they do it in front of him?
Nobody. I don't think anybody really has the cojones to do it in front of them. But it is definitely a couple of guys that like impersonating them.
Excellent stuff, man. That's you know, that's one of my favorite questions, because you just you know the mentality of a coach when you're like, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And then the final question
for
you, man. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the spray jobs on all the spikes and cleats. If you could have any of your cleats or spikes with a theme or paint job, what kind of idea would you want on those?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I never really thought about that. I would probably, you know, now that I think about it, I'd probably do something like for a charity, something to bring awareness to people, you know, just to help, do the best I can to help communities.
Nice, man. Hey, great response, man. Hey, man, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. Safe travels back to Athens. And like I said, man, I hope you just knock this thing out of the ballpark.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Tyler Catalina, the standout Georgia Bulldogs offensive lineman, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If any of you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, if you did catch it late, really go back and listen to this particular show. I mean, this is a great story of just the kid grinding. He said his grades weren't up to par, had to go the prep route, took his thing to Rhode Island, sent his own tape with his brother's help, 30 offers, 7 from the SEC. NFLPA game, folks. That's one of the top collegiate invites a senior can get. He was invited to it, and now he's ready to rock and roll on the 15th of March in front of more scouts. If you can, like I said, if you want more Tyler Catalina, I suggest you go to iTunes, Players Platform Show, Blog Talk, Radio Tyler Catalina, or collegeyourpro.com. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.